I never expected the old brass pocket watch to hum in my hand. After all, it had been silent for decades, just another relic from my grandmother's attic. But on that storm-heavy afternoon, as the sky bruised purple, the watch sprang to life, and so did the world around me. The floor vanished, my breath caught, and then light, blinding, swirling light. When it faded, I stood in a forest that smelled of pine and starlight, under a sky with two moons. "You're not from this realm, are you?" He stepped from behind a silver-barked tree, armor glinting like hammered dawn. His eyes held curiosity and a hint of worry. "No," I admitted. "I was in my living room 5 minutes ago." "Then the legends were true. The watch chooses its traveler." Before I could ask what that meant, a sharp crack echoed through the clearing. "Hand over the watch, outsider. Its power is not yours to wield." A figure cloaked in smoke emerged, eyes glowing like embers. The warrior moved in front of me, blade drawn. "She's under my protection." I clutched the watch, feeling its pulse sink with my own. I didn't know why it had brought me here or what it expected of me. But as the mage raised his staff, I realized something with startling clarity. Time didn't just move through me anymore. I could move through it. And this was only the beginning.